When 89-year-old Theda Kilgore was hospitalized 2 years ago for pneumonia, her family was given 1 hour, once a day, for one person to visit her. Theda was especially close with her great-granddaughter, Chelsea Andrews. The two would regularly do activities like puzzles, drawing, and coloring together, Chelsea says.
She liked to play, do puzzles, draw, color. My grandma would get grandma 400 pages coloring books, and she'd have that finished within a week.
Because Chelsea is under 18 years old, she was never allowed to visit with her great-grandmother in the hospital. Theda's daughter, Jan Andrews, helped her FaceTime with the rest of the family, including Chelsea. Theda's granddaughter and Chelsea's mother, Melissa Andrews, was also able to visit. By the time Melissa got there, Theda couldn't speak, but the two listened to music together. In a message following her interview, Melissa wrote that she played Theda old country songs they had listened to when Melissa's grandfather passed. Songs like Are the Good Times Really Over by Merle Haggard, Seven Spanish Angels by Willie Nelson, and I'll Leave the World Loving You by Ricky Van Shelton.
If we never meet again before my life is over, I'll leave this world loving you.
Melissa writes, quote, I played a lot of music and held her hand because she couldn't talk, but she squeezed my hand and she had tears. So I know she heard and knew I was there, unquote. The next day, Theda died. Because of her age and being early into the pandemic, Theda was never tested for COVID-19, though her family believes that's what caused her death. What they do know is none of them were able to be with her when she passed. For 14-year-old Chelsea, losing her great-grandmother was even harder because she never got to say goodbye in person.
There are some times once in a while where I think she's still here, and it freaks me out because then I remember that she had passed away.
Melissa, who works at a local hospital in Washington, says although safety protocols are necessary, she hopes if something similar happened in the future, hospitals would be able to offer better options for families. She'd like for hospitals to give families the option to wear full protective equipment and be with their loved ones. Visitor policies vary at different hospitals, with case-by-case exceptions often being made for end-of-life care. Even so, being with loved ones dying in hospitals can still be difficult to arrange for families, she says.
Working my job, I have to be the one to tell people they cannot come in and see their loved ones because somebody's already visited or whatnot. So I've seen both ends of the shoe. And both ends are not pretty.
I'm Rachel Sun.
If we never meet again, I love.